Just days after being named acting director of the Office of Personnel Management, Margaret Weikert outlined her priorities for that agency. Weikert also keeps her job as the Office of Management and Budget's deputy director for management. She says modernizing the workforce plays a key role in both jobs. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Margaret Weikert, speaking Wednesday at a Data Foundation conference, said she began her job as acting OPM director on Tuesday. Despite this being her first week on the job, Weikert said she already has plans for how she'd like to run OPM.
There's a lot that I need to get from a baseline perspective, but what I did tell the team yesterday is I have two primary areas of focus. You know, the first I've talked a ton about is the president's management agenda and moving that agenda forward. And obviously people is the critical piece. You know, I mentioned in the gears, you know, if we don't have the people to do the mission, all bets are off. So that continuing the work that we have there is a primary focus. But the secondary focus is general management activity, and data is in that category.
In a surprise move last Friday, the White House announced Weikert would replace Jeff Pahn at OPM. Pahn had led the agency since March. Weikert will also keep her current post as OMB Deputy Director of Management. In that role, she's been a driving force behind the President's Management Agenda, or PMA. Agencies are looking to implement the IT modernization and data accountability gears of the PMA, but Weikert said the administration has gotten stuck on the third gear, the workforce.
Every time I asked, why can't we do XYZ differently? I was given some version of, we don't have the right people to lead the change. We don't have the right skills to deal with that challenge. We can't get people in fast enough with the most modern perspectives on things. And so I think the thing that we did, and we portray these three main priorities as gears that are interconnected. And the people gear is at the bottom because a lot of times that was where we got stopped. You know, we'd make progress on IT modernization. Maybe we'd make some progress on data, but then we'd get stuck on this people stuff.
In June, the Trump administration proposed merging OPM with the General Services Administration. The agency's personnel policy functions would get folded into the executive office of the president. Weikert said she'll bring a certain leadership style to the agency.
Managing through change with data is how I operate. So I anticipate I will be asking for tons of data, learning a lot, and I look forward to working with my teammates at OPM. I've been very graciously welcomed and really appreciate the professionalism of the team.
Weikert also highlighted opportunities to commercialize government data.
This set of assets that we have in the form of data can be used in ways that promote economic growth. And we can do this responsibly without compromising privacy, without compromising security. You know, we can use the data that we have to help inform outcomes, to help do better things in the private sector as well as the public sector, and help grow our economy.
To that end, OMB just completed a request for information to stand up its Government Effectiveness Advanced Research, or GEAR Center. It's a public-private applied research center aimed at workforce reskilling and data commercialization. Weikert gave some details of how the center will work.
We want to stand up a center outside of government that includes a place for government, both federal, state, local, and tribal, academia, and the private sector to come together to look at critical issues. And data commercialization is one of those issues that we've queued up as one of two topics that we're hoping the GEAR Center will focus on first.
Weikert said the PMA also serves as a rallying cry around IT modernization and data accountability. The agenda, she said, also aims to transform agencies' customer service. Weikert said the government faces challenges in getting its arms around all of the data that it collects.
I've faced challenges like this before where, you know, it's a matter of kind of digging and asking different questions and maybe pulling people together to compile often unstructured data from a variety of sources to form a picture. But what I discovered in a place that lives on fundamentally data about any number of things that we didn't even know what we had in government.
Even in OMB, she said the agency lacks a comprehensive inventory of data from the reports that it issues.
We have, even in the Office of Management and Budget, any number of reports that are statutorily required. But where is that data stored? What data is included in them? There's no metadata about anything. So we almost are paralyzed by the embarrassment of data that we can't access and use. We don't have modern tools. We don't have common standards. We don't even have language for some of the basics around data hygiene.
Weikert said achieving greater transparency in government data would help agencies manage fraud, waste, and abuse.
Every dollar we spend on sort of inefficiency, bureaucracy, you know, effectively waste, is dollars that can't be spent fighting forest fires in Montana or fighting to ensure that we have a forward stance with FEMA in response to an onslaught from a hurricane. You know, it's taking money away from our veterans and our vulnerable populations of children and women. And so, to me, it's almost, you know, it gets my blood boiling to think we have all this data. We should be able to do more with it.
Data transparency would also provide greater insight for lawmakers and private sector partners. For example, Weikert praised USAFacts.org. It's a government data visualization website launched by former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Weikert said the website made it easier for Americans to understand government spending data. Federal Chief Information Officer Suzette Kent also shed light on the cross-agency priority, or CAP, goals under the president's management agenda. Kent said that she and a team of 50 agency data fellows are working to get a handle on the government's data. That process, she said, includes leading technologies like machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Some of the agencies have shared, you know, they put out a terabyte of data a day. When we talk about some of the things that are going on with machine learning and artificial intelligence, the volume of data that we have to look at and consider is enormous. But using that to solve complex problems and to improve how we deliver services and how we make better decisions is what the CAP goal is focusing on. So what we're intending to do in this CAP goal is a comprehensive strategy to fully leverage data and to work across the silos.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network.
Check out Jory's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.